Manny Pacheco, and welcome to our tour of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning series of paperbacks telling America's story through cherished friends from Hollywood's golden age that I'd like you to read. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lykin, with his weekly On the Backlot report. In my books, I contend that movie moguls were aggressive in their intent in obtaining the words of important scribes. The works of Dickens, Tolstoy, Tennessee Williams, and Arthur Miller were fine examples when a production needed a great story. To complement many iconic motion pictures, the selection of master composers were often inserted. Classical music was a great way to get a point across while telling a beloved tale. Today, we'll focus on the compositions of Bach, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Liszt, and others as they were used in cinema. We also intend to add familiar movie drops, offering a unique dichotomy when scripts needed this extravagant touch. Shall we venture back to 1930 and enter a castle in Transylvania? Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake was eerie and created the correct atmosphere. This composition was used many times in movies, most recently in 2010 in The Black Swan. But for now, excuse the goosebumps I cause you. Bela Lugosi is really creepy as Dracula on Forgotten Hollywood.
I am Dracula.
Oh, it's really good to see you. I don't know what happened to the driver and my luggage and, well, and with all this, I thought I was in the wrong place.
I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Aren't you drinking?
I never drink. Why?
Oh, Forgotten Hollywood is paying tribute to classical music in cinema. I'm Manny Pacheco. Despite their comedic anarchy, there's little doubt that the Marx Brothers had a real love for the great works in all avenues of the arts. Given the chance, Chico and Harpo would play their respective instruments to showcase their appreciation. I found a particularly crisp example from A Night in Casablanca. Harpo's interpretation of Franz Liszt's piece is a joy to hear. The Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 on Forgotten Hollywood.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger.
"Hi-yo, Silver! Away!"
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
William Tell Overture by Rossini, used as the Lone Ranger's introduction during the golden age of radio, in film, and on early television. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco, maestro, if you will.
So now we present the Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, interpreted in pictures by Walt Disney and his associates, and in music by the Philadelphia Orchestra and its conductor, Leopold Stokowski.
In 1940, Walt Disney instructed his top animators to effectively interpret classical music with bold strokes to create eye candy that was both entertaining and educational for theater-going audiences. With selections from Bach, Tchaikovsky, Igor Stravinsky, Beethoven, Ponchielli, Mussorgsky, and Franz Schubert, the Philadelphia Orchestra, under the direction of Leopold Stokowski, conjured fabulous images which resonate today. Unless you're driving, close your eyes and once again, imagine Fantasia on Forgotten Hollywood. On Forgotten Hollywood, we're examining this premise. During Hollywood's golden age, creative types were dedicated in placing the finest work imaginable in their motion pictures, including traditional classical music. The motivation to reach children was particularly popular in light and animated comedies. Exhibit A, Fantasia, of course. Exhibit B, Babes in Toyland, starring Laurel and Hardy, and based on an operetta and composed by Victor Herbert. Popular numbers in the production were March of the Toys and Toyland. Let's enjoy treasured time with Victor Herbert's work on Forgotten Hollywood. Let's continue touring Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. May I take a moment to play my absolute favorite classical piece? Robert Youngson captured the essence of silent films during the Cold War era in a series of documentaries I enjoyed while growing up. When Comedy Was King, The Golden Age of Comedy, and Days of Thrills and Laughter were compilations of classic bits, mostly featuring the collective talents of Laurel and Hardy, Harry Langdon, Charlie Chase, Mabel Normand, Fatty Arbuckle, and others. Youngson dusted off Chopin's Tristesse, a perfect counterpoint to the slapstick on screen. Many of the real-life tragedies befalling these movie clowns are highlighted by the nostalgic score used by the filmmaker as a most poignant theme. As we raise the curtain, let me remind you, this is Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, we'll target classics from the masters in the post-studio era. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco with you. A couple of months back, I chatted about the can-can, which first appeared in the working-class ballrooms of Paris around 1830. The singular version most closely associated with this familiar dance routine is by the 19th century German-born French composer Jacques Offenbach in his 1858 operetta Orpheus in the Underworld. It's been a staple in many movies, including the 1960 production of Can-Can, and recently Moulin Rouge. Let's return to the City of Lights on Forgotten Hollywood. Also Sprach Zarathustra from 2001 A Space Odyssey and written by Richard Strauss on Forgotten Hollywood. As the years pass, one might think that filmmakers might be less likely to use classical music to make a point during a film. You would be wrong. British imports are particularly fond of the fine baton work of a conducted symphonic orchestra. In 1971, A Clockwork Orange shocked viewers with its satirical score. The script tackled evil and the experimental use of shock therapy to combat our darker side. It's truly an epiphany that Beethoven's Ode to Joy was used to make us laugh out loud. If you are so inclined, Immortal Beloved is another relatively recent cinematic creation featuring the biographical life and work of Ludwig von. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco, and let me remind you, innovative versions of our past classics can be found in Amadeus, Saturday Night Fever, 10, and Woody Allen's Manhattan. That is, if you consider George Gershwin a 20th century classical composer. I personally do. Shall we play selections from Maurice Ravel and Gershwin on our turntables? Why not? Since we're spending an enlightening portion of our day with Forgotten Hollywood.
Still a virgin. Now I don't know whether that's good or bad. It's a strange problem. God, if a girl back home could see me now.
I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to On the Backlot. It's time to dig through the studio archives and present our first, and maybe our last, classical music countdown. If you miss a title, don't worry. I will post them on my Facebook page. So, from the movies, here are 10 classical music works you know, but maybe you don't know. Number 1, O Fortuna, Carmina Burana. You can hum the haunting melody. It's even heard in commercials. You've heard it in the movies Cheaper by the Dozen, Natural Born Killers, and The Bachelor. Number 2, Hungarian Rhapsody Number 2 in C-sharp minor by Franz Liszt. I heard it in a Bugs Bunny cartoon called Rhapsody Rabbit of 1946, but you can hear it in the movies Delirious, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Shine. Number 3, The Flower Duet from Lakme. Made ever-increasingly popular by British Airways' use of the work in an advertising campaign. It is in the movies The American President, Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, and Meet the Parents. Number 4, Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. When Gershwin was commissioned to write the piece, he wrote it so speedily he didn't have time to compose the part for piano. At its first performance, Gershwin improvised the piano part. Later, it was finally composed. You can hear it in Fantasia 2000 and Manhattan. Number 5, Dies Irae from Verdi's Requiem. Considered a power song, its heart-pounding rhythms and driving melodies are truly awe-inspiring. You can hear it in the movies Battle Royale and Water Drops on Burning Rocks. Number 6, Dies Irae from Mozart's Requiem. Composed in 1791, this was the last work written by Mozart. You can hear it in X-Men 2, Duplex, and the Incredibles DVD, Jack Attacks. Number 7, Nessuna Dorma by Puccini. This became a household tune, possibly due to the huge success of the three tenors. You can hear it in Man on Fire and Bend It Like Beckham. Number 8, Movement 2 from Symphony No. 7 by Beethoven. The second movement, or funeral march, of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 is heard in the movies Mr. Holland's Opus and Immortal Beloved. Number 9, Ride of the Valkyries by Wagner. Probably the most familiar of classical music selections, it can be heard in the movies Apocalypse Now, The Blues Brothers, and Full Metal Jacket. And number 10, Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, Morning by Grieg. Synonymous with the rising sun, it is played in many cartoons, and you have heard it in the movies Raising Cain and Soylent Green. Well, Manny, this has been a classical guess. Whoops, am I giving away the next song? Hey, you look quite distinguished in that tux as you mount the podium and prepare to wave the baton. There we go. A one, a two, and a three.
Thanks, Gary, for a classical interpretation of The Backlot. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you deserve a bust next to Mozart and Handel. We end our program, of course, by playing a modern tribute to the masters from Mason Williams when he appeared on the Smothers Brothers Hour back in 1968. This moment in history is considered the first televised music video ever created. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Turn your face away from Touch me, trust me.